Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, so mentioning halachas. Tonight I want to be looking at the halachas of Psukei Dezimra, and in terms of, are you allowed to interrupt in the middle of Psukei Dezimra? If yes, what for? So a good example, which we're going to look at today, Mitzvah, is what about Asher Yotzei in the middle of Psukei Dezimra? All the brachas that you may need to say, Amen, Yeshmei Rabba, Baruch Hu, etc., all these interruption in the middle of Psukei Dezimra. But let's look. Rabbi Yisrael, the idea of Psukei Dezimra comes from a Gemara, which the Gemara says in Brachos Le'olam Yesader Adam Shvoche Shel Mokim Ve'achkach Yispalel. Gemara says Le'olam, always Yesader Adam, a person should always be Mesader, should arrange. Yeah, that's it. Should arrange. Should the Shvoche Shel Mokim, the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'achkach Onani Aftons Yispalel Shel Davon. Which really, if you think about it, makes so much sense. Before Shmoneh Esrei is all about requests. Please Hashem, give me chokhma. Please Hashem, give me health. Please Hashem, give me panasa. Please Hashem, give me. So before all these requests, which of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kol yochel, Hashem has got the power to give all this. But before asking, does it not make sense? That's what Shulchan Aruch. Would it not make sense? The only means standard is shvocha. You should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu before asking. It feels different to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu after having spent some time praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the reason why we say Pesukei Dezimra, we praise Hashem before asking Him all those requests. Important to know. La'olam yisadeh odom shvoch shel mokim, was praise Hashem, ve'ach kachanun elftu tzispal yishitzei shmoneh
esrei. There's shvach in shmoneh
esrei itself. A bit, yeah. But only a little bit. Yeah, it runs straight into the bakoshes. Okay, so now let's have a look over here. So we've got Seif Katan in Shulchan Aruch Seif Gimel Ache Ishtabach. So in Simon Nun Aleph Seif Gimel Ache Ishtabach after Ishtabach Yochel Anus Omein. A person is allowed to say Omen Acha Birkas Asma. It is a general rule which I believe we touched on yesterday. You are not allowed to say Omen after your own. Can't. Omen is a
acknowledgement.
Yeah, a rest. Like uvenei, yeah. Yes, uvenei. Uvenei, you say, omen. So there's a few exceptions, right? There's some rare exceptions. But on the whole, you're not allowed to say omen after your ombrach. Here is another exception that after ishtabach, yochelan is omen acha bekas atzma. This is a rule over here that if you were to say omen after, in this particular context, if the chazan or somebody else, for that matter, finishes ishtabach, and you also just finishing ishtabach the same second, you'd be allowed to say omen. Despite the fact you're answering your own omen, your own ishtabach as well. Sivtal Rabbi said, "Tzorich leizoyer melehafsik be'dibu mishiaschil boch she'ama atzoyev shmoneh." So, person must be careful. Tzorich leizoyer melehafsik not to interrupt be'dibu from speaking mishiaschil boch she'ama. From the beginning of boch she'ama, you don't stop, you don't interrupt, you don't talk. Ad until soif yudches. The end of Shmoneh Esrei. Va'afilu tzorich mitzvah, even for a mitzvah purpose, ein ledabe, don't talk. Bein boch she'ama leishtabach, between boch she'ama and ishtabach. So why is it that we're not allowed to talk from boch she'ama all the way till the end of Shmoneh Esrei? So the answer is, the Mishnah breaks it down. In Seif Katan Vav, boch she'ama, have a boch she'lifnei pesukei dezimra. So as discussed yesterday, boch she'ama is the beginning of a process. Boruch Shama is the beginning of Psukei Dezimra. Okay, so Boruch Shama, Psukei Dezimra. Ve'ishtabach, have a Boruch She'acheo. And Ishtabach is the Boruch concluding Psukei Dezimra. So from Boruch Shama, Psukei Dezimra, Ishtabach, you're not allowed to stop. Makes sense? Makes sense. Now, Uven Ishtabach Le'yotza, who also Le'hafsik. Hello, also Le'hafsik. And then now there's another thing, that from Ishtabach until Yoitza, you also not to stop. Yoitza v'halon, from Yoitza until the end of Shmoneh Esrei, you've got Birkas Kiyashma, Shmoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to talk. So in other words, if you break it down, you'll see that you can't talk from Boruch Shama till Ishtabach, from Ishtabach till Shema, from Shema until Shmoneh Esrei, until Chazos HaShat. So really, what it boils down to, don't talk from Baruch She'ama until end of Shemoneh Esrei.
Even at
yeah, so, yeah, so indeed.
Whatever the mitzvah so, that you're needing is a minion.
Good, good, good. We'll get to more details shortly, yeah? An interesting minik, which is unknown today. He says, you know, like, there used to be a minik, it seems, to fetch the chosen in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, don't exactly know what stage, at some point, you'd get the chosen singing, dancing, and everything, picking him up. There is a bit that it's still a bit that we pick up the chosen from to get him from shul. Some still have a watered down minig that we fetch the chosen on the Shabbos oifuf. We fetch him from his home to go to shul with singing. In Eretz Yisrael, it's quite common. Here, it's not going to work so well. You probably need barnets. Shabbos oifuf. Yeah. Not Shabbos Oifuf. And so it said that the minig used to be to do that, not at the beginning of davening, but you fetch the chosen during, I'm not exactly sure at what stage, but somewhere in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra. Don't do that, says the Mishnah Berurah. It says, it's not a good minig. Don't do that minig, because you don't start singing and dancing and probably, in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, that's not right. So the Mishnah Berurah here addresses that minik, which he feels is not a good minik. Okay. What about interrupting with Loshna Kodesh? So you're middle of Pesukah de Zimra, and then somebody says, what? Yeah, exactly. Somebody says, stocker, and then you don't want to say, Ainli. So you want to say, so Mishnah Berurah says, if gotten Zayim Elapsik, Bechon Mokum Shosel Elapsik, anytime you're not allowed to talk, Afilo Beloshen HaKodesh Otsu Ledav, it doesn't make a difference. You know, there's some people that by Hamoitzi, before Hamoitzi, on Shabbos, yeah? And they see there's no salt. So they would never ever say salt. And okay, where's the salt? Please, can I have salt? You would never say salt. But they say Melach. Or the Yiddish, Zaltz. The thing, if you say that, it's okay. No, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. No, it's not going to help. You've got to, this is good. That's what you got to do. But to say melach doesn't help. So what exactly is it that you're not, so we are saying now, you don't stop. Well, again, the Shulchan Aruch's words was, don't interrupt from Baruch Shama until etc. Now, what about Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo? Is that considered interruption? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's if cotton ches. Bedibu, afilu Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo also loima. Don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo mid Pesukah de Zimra. Anyway, by the way, you must be pretty late. You must be running late. Why saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo mid Pesukah de Zimra?
Someone else is coming late.
Oh, I see. Okay, I thought it was mid of Shmoneh Esrei. It was hearing the Chados Hashatz. Okay, now you're right, but of course that's a better pshat. Yeah, there's the other guy that comes late. He's saying his biggest shachar loud and clear. Yeah, okay, so that's a better example. Thank you. Yeah.
You went ahead a bit.
Okay, so good. Yeah, so Rabbi Sai, Baruch Hu V'Chshmo, you can't say. An interesting reason what Mishnah says. Why do you not say Baruch Hu V'Chshmo Pesukah de Zimra? Kevin Shelo Yuske BeGemora. Listen to that, because the words the statement of Baruch Hu Uvoruch Shemoi, Baruch Hu Uvoruch Shemoi, that's not something that we find in the Gemara. That's from later authorities. Omein, that's from the Gemara. But Baruch Hu Uvoruch Shemoi, that comes later. That comes from later halachic authorities. Therefore, it's not so important. It's not so. So, you don't say it. So, I'm going to say the Zimra, boy, say, you do not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi. Aval Omein, but, to Omein Mutal Anois, Al Kol Baruch Hu Shemoi, Afilo Ba'em Tzor Posu Shul Pesukah de Zimra. But when it comes to Omein, Omein, we go for Omeins. Yeah, absolutely. The Power of Omein. Isn't that a title of a book? The Power of Omein? Yeah, I saw it. My father-in-law's got it. Yeah, what? Never opened it. I just saw it. It's like, what? Yeah, the power of Amen. So it's the so the power of Amen. Yeah, so Amen, you say even a Pesuk of the Zimun.
That's
part of
Shvach, because you're saying you're giving their money so that of Hashem come out their money. Maybe Hashem is not.
So you're saying that what? That's
part of Shvach, that's why it's part.
That's why Amen is. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why Amen, that's from Medina the Gemara, Baruch Hashem, that comes later. You could be saying Asha Yoshve Beisecha, and somebody says a bracha, you'd say Amen in the middle of a pasuk. Imu b'mokum d'salik inyona v'chein b'chol b'kis hoido amut levorich k'mo Asha Yotza. Wow. You can even say Asha Yotza in the middle of a pasuk of the Zimra. Lachas yastrocha v'chiyo yitze b'ze. Here we go. Yes, if a person must say Asha Yotza because he had to be excused, in the middle of a pasuk of the Zimra, Rabbi say, here we've got it. You say Asher Yotza Mesukah Zimra. An unknown, it's unknown. No people, I don't think people, I don't know if people do, people don't. It's very relevant.
How do you lose by doing it after Shmonezra?
Okay, so that's a very good question. How long does the Asher Yotza last? Really good question. How long does Asher Yotza last?
It lasts a reasonable time.
Yeah, so.
You don't lose by doing it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so many authorities hold exactly what we're saying, that he lasts. There are minority opinions that hold that, no, you can only do it for a few minutes after. When you feel relieved, when you feel that, when you have that sensation that, you know, you feel relieved, eventually that wears off. So, there is a bit of machlokes about that. But you're right, clearly you're right, I agree with you. If there's no particular, I think it's a good point, I didn't see this in the post-game, but I think you might be right. If a person had to be excused in the psychedism, and he knows that he could, I can still say Asher Yotza after Chazos Hashatz. He's not going to forget, and he'll be able to say, perhaps you could argue it's better to push it off. I don't know. What do you think? If you think you're not going to forget, most people end up forgetting Asher Yotza, as I think. Yeah, better safe than sorry, as they say.
I remember that from
the Chatzchila. You say Chatzchila? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I seem to remember. Even after half an hour,
you
start getting some regression.
Yeah.
To some degree.
Yeah. If so, then it's sure. Yeah, I think that's probably right. Although some boys can say, yeah, but I think we agree that it probably makes sense. So, yeah, Rabbi Yisai, absolutely. So I think that according to Mishnah Berurah, one should say Asher Yotza straight away. V'chelan is Moedim Drabonon, similar also to answer Moedim Drabonon, Rabbi Yisai, Moedim Drabonon. He must be late. This one is real late. This one is late. No to Moedim Drabonon, right? That's the Moedim of the. Oh, the upstairs minion. He hears the upstairs. Okay, he's saying Psukkah the Zimra, and then he has to say Moedim Drabonon. Okay, oh, fine. He hears the minion next door. All right, okay. But that's a nice way of being done, of course. But whatever it is, if you hear a Moedim, you say Moedim middle of Psukkah the Zimra. V'chein lano is Kiyah Shema im Atzibo. Similarly, when you hear Kiyah Shema with a Tzibo, you should always say Shema with the Oilem. You will stop for Kaddish, Ktusha, and Borchu. So there you go, Rabbi Yisai. These are the interruptions that are said in the middle of Ivni Tim Psuk de Zimra. A question, Rabbi Yisai. A question. Do we find that. What is the halacha if a person is on time and he's not catching up and rushing to the Zimra? And in fact, not only is he in time, but he's finishing, he's up to Yishtabach a bit early.
Yes, I
agree. Can you say, okay, today I'm going to be a Sfadi. Today I'm going to say Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfad. Or Stam, I fancy, why wasting time? Counting the, let me say some more Tehillim.
Add more.
Can you add more between Baruch Sha'ama and Yishtabach if you have time? You're saying, I understand from you, you're saying before the Baruch you can. Before Yishtabach you could. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm asking whether it makes a difference whether you wait. You're saying.
After Yishtabach there's no question about it, you can't.
Why not?
Shtabach, definitely not. Yeah, it's a good question. How the Shemalos came about? Very good question. But for us to add.
So after Yishtabach is worse than before Yishtabach?
Absolutely.
So, what happens if you say, if you finish early and you happen to say,
Yeah, no, but stopping is for sure nothing wrong with it. Waiting is nothing wrong with it.
What can you do in between?
So the question is, could you add Psukei Dezimra between Baruch Shem and Yishtabach? You want to say you did Nefesh in the middle? Why not? No good.
Are we taking as a given that you can't learn by saying the words learning?
Learning for sure you can't. It's a hefsek. Yeah. Speaking out, no different. It's not very far from the Lashon HaKodesh that Mishnah just said you can't
speaking,
do.
I'm
all right, okay, okay, okay. No, that goes without. Question is if I can add to. Would you add Tehillim in the middle of? Yes, the post can say you can't add anything. But the question is as follows. That's all. It's an interesting shot.
You're already a stuff, really, aren't you?
Do chazara. Mental chazor, perhaps, yeah. Mental chazor, why not? Yeah, why not? Could you have? What happens if a person rushed and he just said ashe and then he zoomed through everything? It's just before he stopped. He said, oh, actually, I went faster. I went to the fifth gear unnecessarily. You know, suddenly you're saying you've got another 2 minutes. Could you now go back and say an earlier Hallelujah, which you missed? You always do that? Can you catch up? Can you do that or not? So we just said now, everybody agreed, you can't add anything. Oh, very nice. Yeah. So I saw that. To me, it was a chiddush. Abai said, to me, it's what a chiddush. To you, it's posh. To me, it was a chiddush. I saw this. No, it's good. It's true. You're right. The poskim say you can change the order. So if a person has some mishap, or he gained time, or he, you know, and he suddenly is up before Ishtabach and he sees, you know what, I've got another minute or two, it's. Yes, you can go back. So adding, no. Changing order is fine. Interesting. I saw that. So,
you can do that if you're early.
If you're early.
You're waiting on a minion.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah, ever. Yeah.
You have to find out the cousin speeds, and in the last.
It's a problem.
If you are early, is it better to not do the brock and then it's easier to learn?
Verbal learning you can't do either way.
Right. So is it better to if you're at that point, is it better to say the bracha and then just daydream, or is it better to not say the bracha?
You could say the bracha and learning mentally or whatever.
You could do reading learning rather than
yeah, that you could do. Yeah, as long as you're not verbalizing anything, it's fine. Yeah.
None of these, you've got your Psukkah Zimra's intact with that.
I agree with you. I'm with you. Absolutely. So we will be talking about this. We'll be talking about this. There's a difference with Chazan and Tzibur. We'll be talking about Mitzvah Shem. Okay. There's one. The Mishnah Berurah mentions, because we said a Letzorech Mitzvah. Even Ramah says, even a Letzorech Mitzvah, you wouldn't be allowed to interrupt. What about Shema? If you suddenly realize, the Shema is, I'm missing this of someone's Shema. That's an interesting Shalah, Rabbi says. Could you say Shema in the middle of Psukkah Dezimra? We said you can't interrupt. And we said you can't even interrupt the Mitzvah.
Mitzvah
reverse, though. Mitzvah you can? Can you say Shema? Can you say Shema in the middle of Psukkah Dezimra? Mishnah Berurah says, Cotton, Yod, the Mitzvah, Poshut, Imisiel Shavu, Zman Ki Hashma, Kodim Shigeli Kroisa, Psidat Fila Shachla, Imro Kodim Boch Shama, Mota Loyle Havsuli Vikroisa. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
No,
yes, you can.
It's
you think it's poshut?
They don't think he said. Yeah.
Yeah, the poshut. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. V'chen imshochach levoch birkas haTorah kodem atfila mutar levoch b'emtza. Suddenly realize, I forgot birkas haTorah. So you could do that. V'lo machkach psukim shenagin di yeshoim shosu loyma v'lo psukim zim kodem birkas haTorah. You can say birkas haTorah. So that's what he says. Rabbi said you could. I don't think so. I don't think so. It doesn't sound like it. He speaks specifically by Kiyas Shema. Rabbi said, Samaj, we went this evening, we spoke about the fact, the really important yesoid, that Boruch Shema, Tel Yishtabach, is a compact unit and may not be interrupted under any circumstance. We learned that even afterwards, you cannot stop talking because after Yishtabach comes Birkas Kiyas Shema, Shema, Shmoneh Esah. By the way, also after Shmoneh Esah, you also can't talk until after Tachanun. So really, there's that part as well. After Shmoneh Esah, can't stop and talk. before Tachanun. So you got to, and then after, yeah. Yeah, so, and then, okay, and then you got, then we learned that you cannot interrupt, you cannot interrupt, even it's a mitzvah. We learned that there is some limited exceptions, which is Omein and Asher Yotza, as well as Moedim Derabbanan. However, Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemoi, we don't say, because it's no, it's not Medina Gemara. That's right. And then we learned also that there's one exception. Although it's a mitzvah, generally you don't stop at a mitzvah. The exception is Shema, as well as Birkas HaTorah. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, very, very good evening.